You don't have to be going very fast, and you don't necessarily have to be outside to get a DUI.
Didn't know that at all. Good to know, though. These are good life lessons.
Yeah, this setting the bar is also a Florida story where just weird things happen in the state of Florida sometimes. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting a DUI while driving a scooter down the aisles of Walmart, you're doing okay.
Oh, man. So were there some telltale signs that maybe he had had a few drinky drinks?
You mean other than driving a scooter down the aisles of Walmart?
Well, I mean, sometimes people with mobility issues, is it those kinds of things with the basket on it?
So oh, yeah, you know what? I didn't consider that, but yes, you're right. I bet it was that when Aaron was running into shelves and displays, almost hitting other customers with the scooter.
Right. That's probably the first clues.
Yeah, so police got there, and Aaron couldn't even stand up. Actually had to be hauled out on a stretcher.
Ooh.
He did have an open container of vodka in the basket. And
oh, so okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's also a real big clue.
Right. You know, I guess at least he wasn't behind the wheel of a car.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
However, this is both a learning moment, maybe for you and for Aaron, where maybe you didn't know that you could get a DUI riding a scooter down the aisles of Walmart, but you can.
Well, yeah, and if you know you're not a super great scooter driver, you know, it can be dangerous if you're running into people who are just trying to shop there at Walmart, minding their business.
Yeah, it's just minding their own business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
also, people with actual mobility issues need to use those scooters, and I don't think that he really did need that if he didn't have all that Smirnoff vodka.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. All good points. So
he's
yeah,
standing up in his picture,
or they propped him up. Who knows?
Right.
All right. So there you go. Setting the bar. A little Florida story. If you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, getting a DUI while recklessly driving your scooter down the aisles of a Walmart, you're doing okay.